Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ray Dinger, Magna 94, WIP. All right, Ray, it is time for our Scheib Sports Moment of the Week. This week in Philadelphia sports history, brought to you by Scheib Vintage Sports, where there is a story in every stitch. Shop small and save 25% off of all of their throwback gift ideas. Ray, I take you back to 1989. Young Ray Dinger in his prime, covering the Philadelphia Eagles for the Philadelphia Daily News. I was a sports writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer at the time, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving Day, Eagles, Cowboys. Eagles 7-4 under Buddy heading into Thanksgiving. Ray, this was a team of Randall and Reggie and Jerome and Eric Allen, and so much fun. Loved that team. Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson's first year, 1-10.
Yeah, they were pathetic.
Oh, and it was fun to beat them up. And so I'm going to take you to... I don't have the moment that we're going to focus on, but this happens early in the game and starts the first of several brawls in the game. Troy Aikman goes back. There's a whistle, but that doesn't stop the Eagles' defense. Whistle? No. Here you go.
Look at Sogan there. He's going in a stand. This is a real fight.
That was Jerome Brown that Dogan was going after. We need the Marcus of Queensbury here instead of Gene Barth. They need a cage to put those guys in, a cage match. They forgot it's Thanksgiving.
I apologize for the quality of sound. That's all that's kind of out there on the internet, but you heard it. The Eagles take a cheap shot on Troy Aikman, and Gogan was the guard or the tackle, I forget.
He was the guard.
Yeah, and he goes nuts, and there, a big fight ensues, and there you go. And then it gets uglier.
Him and Jerome square off.
Yeah. And Gogan's doing, like, you know, fainting and deking and acting like he's a real boxer.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they both still got their helmets on. Like, who's going to – what are you guys doing anyway?
Right.
Yeah, and they sort of squared off, and then they kind of, like, didn't know how to end it. They were just gonna like, okay, now we've done it. Now what do we do?
So the Eagles just beat the Cowboys up in that game. They beat them, and they beat them up. But the story comes out later, really didn't get a lot of attention during the game, that the Eagles special teams and defensive players actually had a pool of money – and gave it out for big hits, decleaters, sacks, turnovers, shall we say a bounty. And it turns out, well, actually, you know what? Let me before we get into details of that, this is after the game. You're going to hear Jimmy Johnson after the game talking about these bounties, and then you're going to hear our pal Buddy Ryan responding in a TV studio interview. Here you go, cut to.
We were told last night by a coach, and it was confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Luis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game.
Johnson, their coach, is making all kinds of excuses for not preparing his team well to play us. He also, I don't have any respect for him because he got my college on probation. Oklahoma State, and now he's at the Cowboys, and he doesn't have the guts to take credit for a loss. He's trying to blame the Philadelphia Eagles, and so I have no respect for the man at all. And I don't think if his friend had known the club, he wouldn't be back next year, I'm sure, as a coach. And I'm sure those players, those veteran players he has on that team, don't believe all that high school Charlie stuff he's spreading.
All right, well, first of all, let's admit that Jimmy Johnson turned out to be a pretty good NFL coach.
I'd say.
All right.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Well, so what I didn't know with the whole bounty thing is you got your fingers into this.
Yeah, well, it really was all about Luis Zendejas is really what it was about. And the word had come out that when Buddy, I guess we're going back in time, so I probably should explain. Luis Zendejas was with the Eagles, and Buddy Cuddy,
150-pound kicker.
Yeah, and he was with the Eagles for a year or two, maybe. But anyway, Buddy decides he doesn't like him anymore, so he cuts him and signs Roger Ruzak. And on his way out of town, Luis Zendejas sort of rips Buddy. And, well, that didn't sit well with Buddy at all. And so a few weeks down the road, now he gets claimed by the Cowboys, and now he's going to be kicking for the Cowboys against the Eagles on Thanksgiving Day. And then the word comes out that, lo and behold, that Buddy has put a bounty on Luis Zendejas, that he's going to give actual money, to a player who is willing to take Louis out of the game. And now I found out later, Seth Joyner told me that the Buddy actually didn't put up any money. The bounty was internal. The players did it themselves.
Yes,
Yeah, the player. This wasn't Buddy's doing, although Buddy didn't mind taking credit for it.
Yeah, he never denied it.
He didn't mind taking credit for it, but it was really the players put the money together. But there actually was real money, and so here comes a kickoff, and Luis Zendejas kicks off, and out of nowhere comes this rookie linebacker named Jesse Small, who hits Luis Zendejas and just flattens him in the middle of the field, as cheap a shot as you're ever going to imagine. And Louis gets knocked out. In fact, he's so woozy, he actually starts going to the wrong sidelines. He starts heading to the Eagles bench. And after the game, then that's when all this stuff blows up, that there's reports about there's a bounty. They clearly went after Luis Zendejas. They target Luis Zendejas. Buddy and Jimmy Johnson get into a name-calling match over it. And so a couple weeks later, the rematch is like just a couple weeks later. It's like two, three weeks later, they're going to play again in Philadelphia this time. And the newspaper sent me down to Dallas to write a story about this rematch of the Bounty Bowl. That's how it becomes known as the Bounty Bowl by then. And I'm down there by myself from Philadelphia, and Jimmy Johnson sees me and drags me into his office to show me the tape of the Luis Zendejas play. And you know, it's as clear as day that this is not a normal special teams play. That Jesse Small from the second Louis kicks the ball does nothing but draw on a straight line mm-hmm. right to Luis Zendejas. In fact, runs right by your good friend Bill Bates, who's the best special teams player on the Cowboys. If you're going to block anybody on their special teams, you're
going
to block number 40.
Jesse
runs right past Bill Bates and takes out Luis Zendejas, and Jimmy Johnson is saying, "Do you see that? Is there any doubt? Is there any doubt that there's?" And I had to say, no doubt in my mind, they clearly were going after Jesse Small. And then that's what happens. Then that's Sunday. The Cowboys come into Philadelphia. There's snow in the stands. The Cowboys come out for the game, and the fans start pelting Jimmy Johnson and pretty much any random cowboy with snowballs. And that becomes like another big national story, sort of the second coming of Santa Claus.
Yes, and it was – I cannot defend bad behavior, but Ray, God, it was a lot of fun. I want to play one more cut for you because this is on CBS in the pregame. Brent Musburger and Irv Cross decide to go to Mike Ditka for his opinion on all this. And, of course, Buddy was the defensive coordinator under Mike Ditka when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
There's always a sense that Ditka believed Buddy got too much credit for it. The players loved Buddy. So here's Ditka's response to Bounty Bowl One.
Didn't the Bears get involved with the Philadelphia Eagles on that Monday night? Wasn't there some gossip that there were bounties on you on the sideline and some of the Bear players against the Eagles?
Well, I didn't hear anything about that. I really don't know. That would seem much too constructive for him to be able to think of anything like that. But as far as a bounty on me, they don't have anybody tough enough to hurt me on their football team. And certainly they don't have a coach tough enough to hurt me.
God, right. No, but nobody.
Ah, those were the days.
No, right. Nobody does that stuff anymore. And the, you know, I mean, you get 15 yards for wagging your finger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody does anything.
Stand over a guy and you point at him and you get 15 yards.
Right. So, in a way, I appreciate and understand what our pal John Runyon, who's pretty much in charge of that, is trying to do. On the other hand, God, that was a fun episode in history of the rivalry.
Oh, Buddy, and Buddy enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah. You know, listen, Buddy came in at exactly the right time. Buddy came in at a time when the Cowboys were on their way down. They were on their way down in the last few years under Landry, and it took Jimmy Johnson a couple of years to get the thing rebuilt, and Buddy was the beneficiary of all of it because Buddy figured out right away how Philadelphia felt about the Cowboys. I mean, he knew that, you know.
Oh, I was there one night. I told you. He did a show at Ribbit. And this is right when he started with Steve Fredericks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was right when I started the Inquirer, like right when he started. And they said, go down and do a story on him doing this radio show and, you know, if he bonds with fans and just see what happens. And I remember there was a lady there with a T-shirt that said, I root for two teams, the Eagles and whoever beats the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was filling out the T-shirt very well, which Buddy noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, it was like, yeah, that's right, that's right. And he, like, made a big deal and was talking about it on the air and, like, that's it. You know, and it's like you knew right then. He had been here for, like, 3 weeks.
Right.
And, like, he got, like, the Cowboys are the enemy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't like the Cowboys anyway, even when he was in Chicago, because the Cowboys were kind of, I mean, they were riding the America's Team thing, and, you know, that didn't sit very well with Buddy, and the Bears beat up the Cowboys pretty well, which he enjoyed. But then when he came to Philadelphia, and they were a division opponent, and then he became educated in the history of the rivalry, yeah, Buddy enjoyed every bit of that.
Hey, we got a special guest.
Ah.
May know a little bit about the Eagles' rivalries with the Giants and the Cowboys. The voice of the Eagles for four decades, our pal Merrill Reese. Merrill, what spurred you to join us today?
Well, I'm in the car and I'm listening to you, and I just had to add something about that return game. There was something else that happened that saddens me to this day. My very, very good friend was the Eagles quarterback coach, Doug Scoville, and that Saturday morning, he dropped dead in the exercise room. And that team was in a horrible mood that day.
You're talking about Bounty Bowl 2, right?
Yeah, the return game in Philadelphia.
Yeah, 3 weeks later.
Game.
Yeah.
Snowball game.
Yeah. Wow, I never made that connection. Yeah.
Yeah, we had been out on a California trip before that when we stayed off, and Doug and I would play tennis every day, and he seemed great. And he goes back, and the day before that game, that snowball game, Doug died suddenly in the exercise room.
Yep, I remember that. And if you remember, the Eagles played that Dallas game and then the rest of the year with a black band over the wing on the helmet.
Yes.
They put that on there in mourning for Doug Scoville, which, you know, Merrill, I mean, I'll ask you the question because a lot of people have asked me, if Doug Scoville had lived, what would the arc of Randall Cunningham's career have been? Because I think it would have been different. I mean, of all the coaches that Randall had in Philadelphia, I'm not even counting the Minnesota years, but the years he had in Philadelphia, Doug had a way of communicating with Randall that was unlike the other coaches on the staff.
You're absolutely right. He called him Dougie Fresh after a rap singer. But the other coordinator who had a great effect on Randall, and he had that great year with Minnesota, was Brian Billick. So when he had that great offensive coordinator who could really really work with him and get the most out of him, and make him prepare, Randall was at his best. But
yeah.
Buddy, the old saying was that Buddy told him to go out and make three big plays a game and we'll worry about everything else. And that was not good for Randall.
Right, and then they'd win 10 games in the regular season and get knocked out in the playoffs. Merrill, while we have you, how are you feeling about the arc of this current season? The quarterback, the coach, how are you feeling about things?
Well, I make no secret about the fact that I am very, very impressed with the quarterback. I think he's terrific. I think he's getting better. And I think he has a future with this team. I really do. I think his passing, I think his arm strength is underrated. I think he's got plenty of arm, and I think he's learning, and he's dedicated, he's driven, and he's a winner. So I like him a lot. I think Nick Sirianni is learning a lot as the season goes on. He's a very easy coach to be around because he's so likable. And I'm excited about what we've seen in the last 2 weeks, but I say, wait a minute, that's two in a row, and a lot of people are already talking about playoffs and winning the division and all of that. Let's just take it game by game, because I think tomorrow is an extremely dangerous game, because you don't know which way the Giants are going to go after the change in offensive coordinators, and they have a lot of talent on that team. They have some playmakers on that team, so I don't think anything is a given.
Well, I think that that was kind of how we opened the show today. I was talking to Glenn. I said my biggest concern is not the matchups team to team, because I do think the Eagles are better than them right now, and in some areas significantly. But the one danger, I think, was all the buzz that I heard all week around the city was, you know, this run the table talk, and they're going to win every game, and boy, we got nothing but chump teams lined up here, and we're going to the playoffs. And, you know, the fans are certainly all in on this, and the fans have pretty much got this team into the postseason yet. But you and I have been around this game long enough to know that, I mean, as boring as it sounds, you got to play them one at a time.
You do, right? And this is the strangest year I can remember in the National Football League, where every week another team is anointed as the best team in the league, and that team goes down. I mean, Tennessee to lose to Houston last week was shocking.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if you ask me right now who's the best team in the league, I don't know what I would tell you. I really don't. I mean, right now the Patriots are playing the best, but I don't know
God,
if they're the best team.
No. Yeah, right.
You never know. Green Bay at times looks like they're the best.
Yep.
And Tampa Bay was the best for a while, and now they're not any longer.
Right, and the Bills were. And Arizona
was. Everyone was saying Buffalo might be the team to beat in the AFC, and they've struggled. So there's only a best for the week.
That is correct.
Give up special teams players of the week or offensive player of the week. They could give out a team of the week, and it changes every week.
Well, there's only one broadcaster of the year, Merrill. That is you. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow during the pregame and listening to you and Mike, Eagles-Giants tomorrow, 1 o'clock kickoff. Thank you so much for checking in.
I just have to tell you, your show on Saturday morning is a bust. You are both wonderful, and I wouldn't miss it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Merle. Appreciate that.
Except on a warm golf day.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, guys.
All right, there you go, the great Merrill Reese. All right, Ray, I got to get this guy in because, you know, I am in the Play Anything Goes last night.
Yes.
You know our friend Geary the ref?
Yes.
He was there.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And he joins us.
You were awesome.
Oh, you're very kind.
Ray, I'm telling you, this your partner is so talented. My wife was so joyful to be there. It was just a great experience. And let me tell you, to your listeners, if you want to see a good play, a professional, the people of Swarthmore Players, they do a great job. I was very impressed with them.
Thank you. Well, I play an old staggering drunk, Ray, so it's really not much of a reach, to be honest with you.
I can't wait. I'm coming next week.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray, you'll enjoy it. I mean, he even sings and dances.
I heard.
All right. Well, that's not going to sell tickets. I know that much.
what a great time.
Thank you. It was really nice to see you there. Thank you.
Nice to see your family also, and your dad looks great.
Thanks.
You know, it was super, but it was my pleasure to be in the audience last night, and it was such a great time. So have a great holiday coming up, Glenn and Ray. You also with Christmas, and hopefully we'll see each other sooner than later.
You bet.
I hope so.
It was really nice to see you. It's nice, you know. And you know this. There's so many people you haven't seen for a year and a half, 2 years, right?
Right.
And you think of them, but you just haven't seen them in so long. Geary, our friend, the ref, right? He would come out to remotes. We would see him. I'd run into him in town.
Mm-hmm.
He's a referee. I'd run into him at games.
Right.
But I hadn't seen him. So just seeing him and his wife last night at the play was great. I really enjoyed it. By the way, we are giving out tickets to the play I'm in, which is Anything Goes at the Players Club of Swarthmore. For tickets, go to pcstheater.org. Whoever wins today, there are 9 more performances. You can go to any of those performances of your choice. We're also giving out the $50 gift card to Scheib Sports, where there's a memory in every stitch. So two best callers that they get that. Coming up at noon, tell us your story with Mark Howe, the great Flyers defenseman. Fascinating guy. We did the interview. It's really a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. And we will take your calls, 215-592-9494. Today's show is brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the casino at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.